five residents and a police officer were injured when flames tore through a high-rise apartment building in Atlantic City this morning. This fire quickly grew to four alarms, sending residents scrambling to safety. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
A fire was reported just after 4 a.m. at the Brighton Towers on Atlantic Avenue. Atlantic City Fire Chief Scott Evans says this building is well known to the fire department, and any confirmed fire there requires a swift all-hands response.
From a firefighting perspective, this is a very dangerous, hazardous building with fire located on the 8th, 9th, and 10th floors at the corner of the building. There are no sprinklers here. This was a fire that was manpower intensive. The fire went to a fourth alarm.
Officials say five residents were treated by medics at the scene. None were taken to the hospital. One police officer suffered smoke inhalation. Resident Robert Haywood tells NBC 10 he grabbed what he could and got out.
The fire alarm was going off. Pretty much everybody ignored it because it goes off constantly. And then I heard banging on the door, so I jumped up and got outside.
Displaced residents were taken to temporary shelter locations. Chief Evans says at least a dozen apartments won't be safe to return to, so there's a lot of work to be done before everybody can get back in. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.